This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPix.com with a big holiday giveaway. We're going to give away some SharpPix photo gear. So go to ClubWSRadio.com. You'll also have a chance to win $100,000. But during the holiday season, SharpPix is going to be giving away a lot of fantastic prizes. There's also going to be free digital photo tips there that you'll be able to pick up. On today's show, I'm pretty excited because we have two of the most famous photographers in the news here as of late. And we're going to start with Ron Vesely, who is the photographer, the team photographer for the Chicago White Sox. Establishing his career as a sports photographer in 1985, his experience includes 14 World Series, 11 Super Bowls, 2 NBA Finals, the Indianapolis 500, the PGA U.S. Open. What's left? His most recent award was in the 2002 Baseball Hall of Fame photo contest. He's also an accomplished location portrait photographer, having photographed such celebrities as Deion Sanders, Cal Ripken, Carlton Fisk, Bo Jackson, Peyton Manning, and many others. And his publishing credits, of course, Sports Illustrated for Kids, ESPN Magazine. I could go on and on and on. But he finally achieved his ultimate goal to document in pictures his team, the Chicago White Sox, not only participating in the World Series, but winning and becoming the world champions. Photographer Ron Vesely is proud of the fact that he was the team historian of the Chicago White Sox during their championship season. Welcome to the show, Ron. Tell us about your journey to become a photographer and the team photographer of the Chicago White Sox.
Well, thanks, Jack, for having me on. Well, you know, I started with cameras very young, and making a long story short, I combined the love of baseball, which I had since I was a child, with my love for photography, and started taking pictures in the stands, you know, from the seats like a fan would, because I was a fan, and ran into the public relations director of the Chicago White Sox back in 1985 on a trip back from spring training in Florida, and he had overheard me speaking about my trip down there. And when we got to baggage claim at O'Hare, he came up to me and he said, you know, you really sound like you have a love for the game and a love for the White Sox, and I'd love to take a look at your work sometime. So I was, you know, thrilled. We exchanged business cards, and the rest, they say, is history.
It's history. But, you know, isn't it interesting how people can meet in an airport and that can lead to a career of a lifetime?
It's exactly right. It's the career of a lifetime, and I'm living a dream, and especially this season with us going to and winning the World Series, I don't think it can get any better.
Boy, it's just awesome. We put some of your photos up at Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. We know you also have a large selection at SportsShooter.com. And at Photomall, FOTOMALL, we are looking at a couple of the shots that you sent over. One of them is the team, it looks like, celebrating at the end of the championship finals there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that photo and what the feeling was like when you took it at that moment?
Boy, the moment is incredibly nervous. It was a 0-0 game going into the eighth inning. You have to be prepared for celebration and to win, and I had one camera with weatherproof surrounds around the camera and flash in case there was a champagne celebration. But, you know, until you win it, it sits to the side. Well, the eighth inning, we took the lead, so we had basically one inning to basically, I'll call it, ramp it up and be ready to capture the celebration. And you never really know how the celebration is going to go based on where the final out is and who makes that final out. And you can just basically put yourself in the best position that you think you should be in and then hope for the best. And then once it starts happening, boy, you just put the blinders on and go. And in the digital world now, the one thing you have to keep in mind is your buffer. Even the best cameras, you can run into the buffer and have to wait for the images to download to your card. And while you're shooting all this great stuff, you just have to keep in the back of your mind, don't shoot too much because you might miss the next great moment because your buffer's filled. So
you really have to pace yourself, don't you?
Oh, boy. It's hard to pace yourself when you've, you know, for me, you know, I've covered a lot of World Series, and they're exciting, but to cover my own team in the World Series, it adds an extra bit of excitement and nervousness and anxiousness as you're shooting, but you just have to, you know, put the blinders on and document. And then, after it's all over, take a big sigh of relief and let out a yell and say, we won.
And join in the celebration, right?
Exactly.
Well, during the game, and you have some great photos during the game as well, I'm just going to skip around to some of them here at Photo Mall for those that are just joining us. Or if you're in your car when you get home, go to FOTOMALL.com, and you'll see Ron's on the front page. You can click on his image or his name, and we have just a small gallery, a small selection of photos. But the ones that caught my eye naturally are going to be the ones, the action shots, where you have the ball, and we go down to the very bottom of the page,
mm-hmm.
and who do we have? Second baseman, shortstop, probably.
Third baseman, Joe Creedy.
Joe Creedy, yeah.
Joe had an incredible postseason, both, you know, all the way through the postseason, both offensively and defensively. And the picture we're looking at actually was from the American League Championship Series against the Angels. What I ended up doing after Joe started showing his hot hand, if you will,
mm-hmm.
I just made a point, backing up just a little bit, when you're the team photographer, you tend to concentrate, obviously, on your team, both offensively and defensively, not covering the game like a newspaper where you're trying to get the big play no matter who makes it. I'm only really interested in the big play that affects the White Sox. So
right.
When the Angels were up to bat, and seeing that Joe was so hot, and I was in a photo position that allowed me to have a pretty good angle on Joe, I basically kind of sat on him a little bit and let the ball come to him and be ready to go. And that picture that's on your site is just one of many that I've got of Joe, but one of the best ones I have of him making just some stellar plays.
Yeah, he's completely laid out, open glove, and a perfect shot of the ball right in the center of the glove. I mean, that's a perfect image. Another shot that caught my attention was one at the top of the screen in the upper right-hand corner, picture number 3.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about that one.
Once again, that's Joe Creedy, but I wasn't really keen on him. What had happened is the Angels batter, I'm not sure off the top of my head who he was, but he hit a ball down the right field line, and he tried to stretch it in a double into a triple. And as you're following the play, you know, your eye is not always on the up to the finder. You have to kind of see how the plays are developing so you can then try to anticipate where the play is going. And once I saw he was rounding second, I immediately went to third base to see if there was a play, and indeed there was. And one of the things that makes this picture one of my favorites is you've got to keep shooting. You've got to stay on the play. This, he popped up in the air after the tag was made. You don't want to just, you know, shoot, and once you see the play's made, stop. His knee brace had caught in the dirt, and it flipped him up into the air. And that's what ended up making that the picture of choice. But it was well after the tag was initially made.
So it's almost like baseball itself. It's sort of like the follow-through of the swing.
Well, exactly. You just, some of the best pictures are after the moment, whether they be some kind of reaction or just a continuation of the play. A lot of times, for instance, on a double play, the second baseman may throw the ball and it's already on the way to first, but the best picture might be of the runner bowling over, or the shortstop or second baseman leaping over the sliding runner. That usually is the premier picture.
Well, you know, if you don't mind at this point, I'm going to invite somebody that you probably met there at the World Series that was on the opposing team, who is a photographer, a great photographer in his own right, grew up in Houston, Texas, graduated from the Art Institute of Houston. His name is Stephen O'Brien. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Jack, for having me on.
You bet. Now,
hello, Stephen.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good.
When was the last time you two talked?
Probably 4. Right before the final out of the final game of the World Series.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting, isn't it, how we have these moments in history bring us together, and then all of a sudden, you know, we're gone and we don't see each other for months, maybe years later. But that one moment in history really had an effect on both of you, I would imagine. Now, I just asked Ron what he felt like, and I know there's another feeling on the other side there. At the moment the game is over, how could a photographer, Stephen, capture that moment, or do you just stop shooting if your team didn't win? I know you guys won a lot of games. You were division champions, but in that moment when you didn't, what do you do?
Well, I shot the White Sox players running on the field with a 70-200. I guess it's natural instinct to keep shooting, and I just stayed in the photo well while Ron went out to catch the players on the field. And then I kind of stopped, and then some of the Astro players came out of their dugout.
Well, let's go back to then. Let's talk about your moment of ecstasy when you guys won the pennant. How did you capture that moment?
Well, that was a lot exciting. That was our first time to win the pennant. I shot, you know, the players right after the final out. They all jump up on top of each other and run out onto the field, and then after a few seconds.
Hang on to that thought. We're going to catch more of that when we come back. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right, by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz radio show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now. If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from Sharpix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level, editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharpix.com. That's sharpix.com.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out ChromeDigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at ChromeDigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at ChromeDigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to ChromeDigital.com now.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 processing at ChromeDigital.com. We're speaking with the two photographers that were at the World Series, photographer Ron Vesely of the Chicago White Sox and photographer Stephen O'Brien from the Houston Astros. And we were talking before we went to the break with you, Stephen, and I wanted to just ask you how you got your start with the Houston Astros.
Well, about 10 years ago, I sent a resume in to Rob Matlick, who was the media relations director for the Astros. And then I started calling him just to see if I could come in and show him some pictures. And so after the season, I came in and showed him a slide projector full of pictures, and he liked what he saw. And he said, well, they already had a photographer, and so...
Well, that must have been disappointing.
Well, I already knew that, but I just wanted to get my foot in the door.
Uh-huh.
So he allowed me to come out the next season, the 1996 season, to shoot about 8 games. And then in 1997, I shot some more games, and they really liked the pictures, and they really used a whole bunch of them. So before the 1998 season, they decided to hire me.
Well, let's take a look at some of the pictures you shot. If you go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com, and on the front page you'll see Stephen O'Brien's images there, or first image, and you can click on that. It takes you to a little gallery. He sent us a few samples of some of his work. And in the picture number one there, what are we looking at there, Stephen?
That is a picture of Jeff Bagwell batting, and that is from the inside photo position, inside first photo position, and it's obviously a day game, and there he's just connected and hit the ball to center field. And the interesting photo thing about this picture is underneath the gate to the photo well, there's a little bit of an opening. If you get down low enough, you can stick your camera, not through it, but through that opening and get an angle of from the ground. So that's like right off the dirt, and it kind of gives you a different perspective, a different background. It's really a nice angle. And
yeah, that is a nice angle. Ron, what kind of techniques or tricks do you use to get good angles on shots at games?
Well, you know, it's the thing I try to do is try to be higher or lower than a normal eye level. That always seems to add a little bit more interest, like Stephen did with that one, with that photo he just described. It's excellent. It's an angle that a person is normally not going to see being at a ball game, and it just adds a little bit more interest to what can be a typical batting shot. So I enjoy shooting sometimes from an elevated position. Now, for the World Series, I didn't go upstairs because I had a lot of field-level duties, but sometimes an elevated position is just an outstanding position to be in. Or, as like Steve said, if you can find a way to get below ground level and kind of shoot up, another interesting and awesome view as well. So trying to mix it up, trying not to be that eye-level, eye-to-eye contact type level.
So keeping your images more unique and shooting from a unique angle is the trick.
One of the tricks. I think, too, I mean, being a team photographer, and I think Stephen will agree with this, we have to come up with great photos of everybody on the team. A magazine or a newspaper is out there, and they may only need to shoot a good picture of the big play of the game. And, in the World Series, I needed to make sure that I had something on everybody playing in the World Series. And what I ended up seeing now that I'm still archiving, believe it or not, I almost shot a season's worth of material in a month.
Wow. So the editing is really a big part of this, too. How many hours do you think you spend editing?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you, because what I end up doing, not only editing is one part of it, but also embedding keywords and captions and things like that, so that 5-10 years down the road, even 2 months down the road, somebody else in the office can look and say, well, geez, this picture of Paul Konerko is great, but what is it? Well, if they look at the metadata, it'll say that it was a single in the third inning of game two against, Roy Oswalt that led to the go-ahead run. That's the importance of the postseason material. Regular season, I don't usually have to embed that much of a detail, bit of information, just keywords.
Well, when we come back, I want you guys to think about this on the break, but I'd like both of your opinions on what do you think makes a good baseball photographer, whether it's pro or amateur sports, because we'd like to have that information from you guys. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .WS is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .WS stands for website. Reserve a .WS domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .WS registry, which means you can sell .WS domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws. Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's P-A-K-M-A-I-L.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to photosimile.com. We're speaking with Ron Vesely, team photographer of the Chicago White Sox, and Stephen O'Brien, team photographer of the Houston Astros. Say, we almost got our own little World Series here going, World Series of Photography. Well, listen, guys, I want to ask you both this question. I'll start with you this time, Stephen. What makes a good baseball photographer, in your opinion?
I think a good photographer, probably someone who loves baseball. I mean, if you love baseball, that means you're probably patient enough to wait around for the great plays to happen. Plus, you have to know the game. Look ahead. If the runner's on second and the ball's set to the outfield, you have to know, get ready for the play at the plate in case the throw comes home. I think, you know, just love the game.
Love the game, know the game,
know
and
the game,
anticipate.
Live the game, yeah.
Just eat, breathe, and sleep baseball.
There you go.
Ron, do you agree with that?
Boy, 100%. He took the words right out of my mouth, Stephen. A true love for baseball, you have to have it. Baseball, any good baseball fan knows, is a game that pitch by pitch, situations change. And that's what I find, you know, one of the things that makes baseball for me very enjoyable. But and as the pitch, you know, as the game goes along pitch by pitch, the photography thoughts that go through your mind change pitch by pitch. You know, if the count goes to 3-0 on the batter, and you know, you might be looking, you know, the pitcher's going to probably put a fastball right over to try to get it down the plate, you know, down the middle, and hence the batter, you know, if he's a good fastball hitter, you should be ready for that. Like Steven said, if there's a runner on second, ball goes to the outfield, you need to be ready. Knowing your pitchers. I mean, I do spend time, and this was the truth during when we got ready to play the Astros. I watched the game so I could basically scout the team. You want to know, like, if you have a pitcher that is a sinker ball pitcher, well, there's probably going to be a lot more ground balls that game versus, you know, a fastball pitcher that keeps the ball up, and there could be a lot of fly balls. So your whole strategy changes as to how you might prepare yourself for defensive plays.
Do you ever look at old tapes? I mean, like Clemens, there's lots of old tapes, you know, but what do you ever look at tapes and try to figure?
Well, with Roger, I've seen him since he started, and I've seen enough of him to know that every time he pitches, it's going to be a tough game. So not so much really, because, you know, the game changes, you know, daily. So how good a guy may have been a year ago or 6 months ago might not be the case now. So it's one of the things that I think is a prerequisite is you need to stay current on how everybody's doing, who's hot, who's not. And, again, that's what makes it so enjoyable to me, being able to photograph a game.
Yeah. Do you, Steven, like when you got a Hall of Famer like Clemens, Roger Clemens, on your team, do you treat him differently than any of the other players when you're out there photographing?
Well, when he gets two strikes, I know to point the camera towards him because he usually shows a lot of emotion. And you just never know what he's going to do on the field. He can run across towards third base and slide and throw the ball first to get the guy out, or he can, you know, run towards first, pick the slow roller up, and just run down the batter, you know, like a linebacker chasing a running back. He's done that several times. You just never know what he's going to do. He's really amazing.
Listen, guys, I have my buddy Jim Motke of BetterPhoto.com, who is a photographer and teaches photography. And whenever I have some questions about lenses and cameras and photography, I like to bring Jim on. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jack. How you doing? Hi, guys.
Hello.
Jim, I know you've probably been sitting back taking notes and probably have a couple of good questions about lenses and things. Shoot.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and hit one out there for those guys to catch. The first one I did want to ask both of you. I'll ask Ron first, just keep it interesting and organized. Ron, do you, you know, if someone was just getting into this hobby of photographing baseball, do you have any thoughts about fast fixed lenses versus zoom lenses? You know, sacrificing speed of the lens, you know, for the convenience of a compositional zoom.
And what are you shooting with now? I'm going to add my two cents.
Okay. Well, you know, I think you get what you pay for. The results will show that you get what you pay for. And I tend to use fixed focal length telephoto lenses, the fastest ones available. You know, once you get to the stage of professional, you need to have the proper tool to compete with all the other guys, because having the, you know, ability is one thing, and having the proper equipment to compete on an even level is another. You know, obviously there are times when I use a 70 to 200 zoom for baseball and for other sports, but primarily I use fixed focal length telephoto lenses, 300-28, 400-28, and 600-f4. If your budget doesn't allow it, I would suggest, you know, from those different focal lengths, to pick one that would best suit the sport you're shooting and save up and try to get the fastest lens that you can, because you also want to be able to, with selective depth of field, blur your background. You know, the slower the lens, the more depth of field, or the more depth of field you're going to encounter. And the busier the background will be, and hence your pictures, the action won't stand out as well as when you're using something like a lens with a 2.8 aperture, where the background is just gone and the depth of field, you know, unfortunately, and I will say this, sometimes is inches. It really is. It comes down to inches. You can shoot a pitcher on the mound from a standard photo position in baseball, and if you're off 3 or 4 inches, it's out of focus.
Oh yeah, but you would rather have one lens like that than a few less expensive lenses.
Probably. I mean, if you really, when I got started, I saved up all my money for a 400 3.5. I had a 300 f/4, which was more affordable for a while, and that's not a bad, you know, focal length and lens to start with. But when I got serious, it was a 400 3.5, and I saved up all my money to get that because I decided at that point that I wanted to compete with the big guys and try to make this into a profession versus a hobby. So that's the other thing, too. You have to ask yourself, how serious are you? I mean, it got to the point with me that I decided if I want to pursue this any further, I need to get some tax deductions here and write this equipment off, so I better make some money at this, or I better just back off and just, you know, take it for what it's worth at the level I'm at and just accept that. But the challenge to me was, now let's see where we can go with this, and I haven't looked back yet.
Great. Well, that's really interesting. You talked a lot about cost, and so composition just doesn't sound like it's a big issue. You get into a setup, you find the scene, you get the right lens on your camera, and then you just work it.
Well, composition is in sports, in my opinion, composition's important, but as the action goes, you need to capture the action, and sometimes the composition goes out the window. But at times, sometimes the composition falls in your lap, and you go, wow, look at how this came out. And it was basically just the way the play, you know, came about. But you want to put yourself in the best position as well. You want to watch your backgrounds and things like that. But, you know, in a lot of pro venues, you're told where to be. So, you know, you don't have a lot of flexibility. You're in like 2 to 4 maybe different photo areas.
That's interesting. That's just what I was going to ask Stephen. Stephen, do you have a preferred position, or is it pretty much, do you like being behind first base or third base, or do you just go where they tell you to go?
I like being in the inside first photo position. You get the front side of the players, or the infielders, the pitcher. You get a good shot of the batters. You can get the ball coming off the bat. Even the outside photo position at first base, which is, you know, closer to first, you can get some, if you use your 400 or whatever lens, some tight shots of the batter. But there you get, you know, you may get the back of the right-handed pitcher. I mean, it just depends.
Do you ever use like a tele-extender to get even closer, or does that just kill your speed?
Actually, I've use the extender not a whole lot, but I do. And with the IS on the lenses now, it helps smooth out the picture. I've noticed a big difference.
Yeah, I'll bet. Sometimes you can get like a 3-stop kind of advantage with those things.
Hey, do you guys ever get a chance to, you know, sit back and actually enjoy the game and be a fan, or is it all work all the time? What do you say to that, Ron?
Well, I had a experience early in my career where I let myself get involved in the game and I missed the play. So, and during the postseason, it was exciting, but I basically decided to just, you know, I use that phrase, I put the blinders on and I listen to the fans' emotions. They tell me what's going on in the ballpark. And when it's all over, then I you know, basically will let myself have the emotion. But you really can't, in my opinion, because you might miss something.
Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to pay attention. It's easy to stand back and watch a play happen, and you think, oh, my God, why did I stand there and miss it? You've got to, you know, keep your eye to the camera and photographic and you know, you listen to the crowd to hear what's going on. You know, there's a lot of plays during the playoffs and World Series. I still haven't seen what happened. I mean, I've just got the pictures of it, and I kind of know what happened, but I haven't seen any video replays of it because I was looking through the camera. I mean, you got to pay attention.
Well, we only got a couple of minutes left here, guys. I just thought I'd like to ask you, Stephen, do you have any tips for aspiring sports photographers?
I'd start out, you know, shooting Little League and maybe college sports. It's easier to get into.
To start off on the lower leagues and move your way up?
Right.
How about you, Ron? What do you have any advice for aspiring sports photographers?
Follow your heart, and you know, if you really, really want to succeed in this and give it a shot, follow your heart and don't be don't let yourself get down too easily, and shoot a lot. I came on in the years of film, and it was quite expensive, but you really need to shoot a lot so you can critique yourself and see, geez, how can I improve the next time out? And I spent a lot of time coming on, looking at the quality of photography that was in Sports Illustrated, and I said, geez, how do these guys do it? And tried to emulate how they, you know, were able to pick up the action and get those great shots. And just like Steven said, if you do it in Pop Warner football, actually, sometimes those are more fun to shoot because the action is so much, you know, crazier. The plays end up just being, you know, incredible. But it helps you anticipate action and get better at with the cameras and lenses that you have, and build your portfolio and see what can develop.
I like that advice. I know that the parents really make it a lot of fun when you're shooting those Little League games. Well, I can't thank you both enough for coming on the show and sharing your experiences with us. We really appreciate it. Come back and see us again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys.
You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media. Global food for thought.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranchoiceE. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates, and at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's PAKMAIL.com.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to EmailThatSells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to worldwidebrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to worldwidebrands.com now.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CashForPhotos.com. Well, Jim Mottke is back on with me, and we are going to summarize the show. And hopefully, Jim, you'll give us some tips, what we can pull out of this information we got from these two very experienced pros.
And they were, weren't they?
You bet.
Wow. Well, absolutely. The three most essential things you need to know if you're going to go out and shoot the World Series or any sport.
Okay, yeah. I'm waiting. I'm on the edge of my chair.
Well, the first thing, Jack, and I'm sure that you've had this experience too, is expect the best, be prepared for the worst. And, you know, Ron was talking in the beginning about being prepared for the celebration, and what a great thing to be able to photograph, and what an awful thing that would be if, you know, what's the worst that could happen? You could be out of film or memory.
Ooh.
You know, you could be seeing that dead battery sign.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's like the Boy Scouts being prepared. You be prepared for the worst, so you get ready, you do everything you can to have it all ready to go, and then you just expect the best. Still, you want you know, to have this optimistic, fun, having fun attitude, but that's got to be the most important thing. And then secondly, I love what they said about action action versus composition. So the second tip I'd say is action first, composition second.
Got it. I think, and that showed very well in their photographs. They were both excellent at capturing the action. And that's really what gets your attention when you're looking at sports photos is the action shots.
It really does, and you're absolutely right. Looking through both of their galleries at photomall.com, they caught the moment, and it's exciting. You can feel the energy. And so to do that, obviously they have to control and be a master of shutter speed. You know, if any of our listeners have compact digital cameras, they have to really make sure that they can control shutter speed And more importantly, they're probably going to be frustrated with missing the action because of the common delay, the shutter lag.
That Ron brought that up.
Yeah, exactly. Ron brought up the fact that you have a buffer.
Right.
And you really, again, you want to be prepared. And that leads to the next tip. The final tip is balance shooting a lot with shooting too much. You want to shoot enough to get the shot. You put it in your continuous shooting mode or your motor drive, and I think most people tend to err on the side of shooting too few pictures. When I'm with other photographers, most of the time it's like one shot every few minutes, every 5 minutes, and that's just not going to cut it. I mean, unless you're during a break or something.
Yeah.
But when the action is happening, and that's where it leads to the other side of the spectrum, you balance shooting a lot with balance too much. On the other side of the spectrum, you want to make sure that you're not just shooting wildly so that your buffer is full when that moment does happen.
Right. See, I wanted to ask you, I didn't get a chance to ask the guys, but I wanted to ask you about autofocus.
Oh, yeah. I think it's absolutely essential. I don't know how Ron or Steven feel, but I know that when my particular camera brand came out with autofocus way back when, I got to say the quality of the results of my photos dramatically improved. I mean, I use a fast autofocus, and I tend to set it in what's called the one-shot mode instead of sometimes you can set it into a mode where it's tracking the action. And I personally wouldn't be doing that in these kind of sporting event situations. And it really allows you to get the shot, So, yeah.
And then also, if you're at a sporting event, there's a lot of jostling in the stands and that type of thing. It wouldn't hurt to have one of those anti-shake cameras.
Absolutely. I mean, they mentioned, Stephen mentioned using the image stabilizing lenses.
Right.
And that's definitely a good thing to do. And also, a tripod is probably a little too cumbersome, but many sports photographers rely on a monopod. And they nowadays have these kind of stabilizing systems that you actually wear on your body. And it allows you to, have sort of a stabilizing system with your own body.
Well, Jim, thanks for the tips. Mm-hmm. We're going to see you again next week.
Great, Dick.
And we also want to encourage people to go to betterphoto.com and get some more of these great tips.
Thanks a lot, Jack.
You bet. And also, if you're interested in one of those monopods, we're going to have a contest sponsored by sharppics.com. Be sure to go to clubwsradio.com, check in. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level, editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at sharppics.com. That's SharpICS.com.